Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes she'll heal, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
I do have the air conditioning people here. And so if I am having to step away for a minute or two, my fabulous guest will take over. So today, hi, you're listening to me, Bonnie Albers. I am a psychic spirit medium, a counselor, a life coach, an RN, and a legal nurse consultant. I rock all that, and I bring it straight to you. You can get a hold of me because I do have a business of either, and you can get a hold on me on my webpage, if I still have it, www.bonniealbersonair.com. I am on Skype. I'm on YouTube, just like you, Gregory. Only I haven't put as much as you have on it. And you can download my channel and watch my vids from my vacation, although my New York vacation I haven't put up because that was scary. And other than that, you can get a hold of me at Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn, and you can use my name, Bonnie Mosenter Albers, for Facebook. All the rest, you probably can find me on Bonnie Albers on Air if you Google me. We today have one of the most fab guests. I love having him with us. He is a YouTube sensation. I think I discovered him, but he'll say I didn't. But today I'd like to present you with my BFF, Gregory Scott. Hi, Gregory.
Hi, Bonnie. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you know I always love that, babes. I love when I can talk across the pond, and that's where you live, across the pond. But Gregory.
Yeah, and I love doing your show. It's so much fun.
Oh, thank you. I love that. We love you. The audience loves you. And my guests, all the people who are on the phone and chat, I always love presenting you because they love you too, Gregory. And I thank you for liking being on my show because I just think you are just so fun and adorable. And you know that I rock your YouTube astrology and tarot readings. But can you tell everybody what you do and tell them how you can find you?
Yeah, but that's why we're BFFs though, Bonnie, because you like my stuff so much, I like yours, so we just kind of click.
Yes, thank
that's
you.
That's a good common thing we've got going on there.
Absolutely.
You can find my stuff by going to my website, which is gregoryscott.com, and by going to my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/tarotastrology, and it's just one word. And what I do is I'm an intuitive astrologer, and I also am an expert tarot reader, and I do daily tarot readings on YouTube. They're free of charge, and they just kind of give you an insight into what each day kind of holds. I really like those because they're like little, little 4 or 5 minutes just insights into what you can kind of expect for that day. And then I do monthly astrology forecast for each sign of the zodiac. So it's sun sign astrology. So I'll do a forecast, for instance, for Cancer, and then one for Virgo and for Capricorn, and I do that every month. And I'm also thinking of doing a weekly one, but I'll have to kind of run that by you, Bonnie, and see what you think of that. Because I always like to get some feedback before I do that, but I think that would be a good idea. But that's what I do, and I do private readings for people. That's how I'm able to do the videos on YouTube, because I have people who come to me for private readings, and that allows me to be able to do this. So that's a real pleasure and an honor to be able to do that, you know, for people to open up their lives to me and just let me tell them what I see for them. That's wonderful.
I love that. I love that, Gregory. What do you mean that's it? You have a lot. Oh, my goodness. He gives Gregory has been to several parties or astrology parties over in the UK. And, you know, I was thinking you could probably even do a party over here. You know, if people put Skype on their computer, you can join their party, actually. So Gregory does parties, and I know for all the UK listeners, you can get a hold of him, go to his website, and he's just fabulous. He's a fabulous guy. I ask everybody here to please go to his YouTube channel, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. He's so adorable. The only thing about Gregory that I've got to tell you, and he'll laugh, is that he's triple Earth. Oh, my goodness, I have no Earth in me. So that's why I think we need each other. I need you to ground me.
Yes,
and you need me to fly. So we do make a really good pair, and he is a very, very close friend of mine. Yeah. Everybody, please check him out, and he's excellent. Also, about that, Gregory, because I'm going to give you a little reading, but I love the weeklies. I'm going to give you a business, my business sense is great for other people, but where's my business sense? The thing I'm hearing is weekly would be great. You are going to get bogged down with it because it is a lot of vids for you to put out. But I feel like it gives you peace and solace when you do them and the insight that you need. So I say go for those weeklies.
Okay. Thank you, Bonnie. And you also told people that we actually met up in Florida when I came over. That was the best. Because just for your listeners, Bonnie asked me to do her show one time. And we didn't know each other, and I did the show, and we hit it off on the show. And then I happened to be in Florida a couple of months later, and we actually met up. And that was one of the funnest days I've had in years. So amazing.
We did. We were taken to a different land because I swore we were in Georgia, and then it actually was an hour and a half down the road for me, and it was Florida. It was so cool, and it's in on our video channel, both his and mine. And I had just as much fun, Gregory. It was just a fabulous, fabulous day. You know what? I didn't even think about this, but I saw Hal. You know Hal Solomon. He's also on YouTube, and I didn't film it.
Yeah, I do.
You know, I never even thought about it. And what's so funny
is... Oh, you didn't film it?
No, and I'm really... I'm thinking to myself...
No.
I know, but you know what? I'm going to be back there in August. And I know he's such a kid. He's an old soul, but he's a kid. And I'm going to... I don't want to shock him too bad with meeting me and then, hey, let's put our pictures. You're different.
It's a habit... Yeah, I am different because if you're on YouTube, it kind of becomes a habit. You kind of get into the habit of filming everything. And I have a vlog on my channel as well. So I just film myself, you know, putting butter on bread and just turning the pages in the newspaper and stuff. After a while, you just end up filming everything. So, yeah, meet up again and film it next time, Bonnie.
I am. In fact, he is just such he wants to meet you terribly too. So maybe the three of us. We'll be able to, I know you want to come here, and I know you're going to come back, so maybe, you know, that'll be a great thing. I love to meet people, you know, that I can film that I don't know, but I feel like I know you because we talked on Skype so much, and now we're like old shoes, or actually old glitter shoes, because, see, I don't want to be an old shoe, so you're going to have to be an old glitter shoe, or a young one.
I can make that work, I think.
Remember, a Cinderella shoe, you know, I'm really a princess, so you're going to have to follow in those shoes. But I do want everybody to ask you, and I want everybody to hear where you are, because I'm dying to live to go to where you are. I know you just recently moved, and it's all over your YouTube channel. So if anybody wants to go and see where Gregory moved, but tell them because it is even when I say the name, my skin glitters.
Yeah, I used to live in the north of England, near Manchester in the Peak District in the kind of nature. And I've moved down south. I've moved to a town called Glastonbury, which is in Somerset, which is in the southwest of England. And it's known as the heart chakra of the world. It's an amazing little town. It's very, very spiritual. There's a hill with an ancient monastery or the remains of an ancient monastery up there. There's a well and natural springs. There's an old abbey. And it's King Arthur is buried here. It's a very, very historic a very spiritual kind of place. And everywhere you go, you know, in different countries, you have power centers. You've got Machu Picchu in South America, and then you've got Sedona in America. And this is like the UK's version of that. So Glastonbury is the spiritual kind of new age center. And I was going to make a video about this, but I haven't had the chance. But I've really felt one of the writers that used to live here, she used to call this place... a spiritual volcano, because spiritual energy kind of just seems to come out of this hill and flood the Isle of Avalon, which is what this is. And I've really noticed in my own readings that my work has just gone, it's crazy, Bonnie. It's usually before I'd have to just kind of close my eyes and tap in and kind of get the information. And now it's just there. It's like, I didn't realize that a place could have such a powerful impact on my intuition. And it's just, I'm so thrilled I moved. I think it's taken my work to the next level, so I'm just loving it.
And your soul and everything to the next level.
And everything.
Yeah, I'm so happy. I mean, I can feel it. I can feel your aura. I could feel Glastonbury's aura too. I love, well, you did a video and I think was on that crystal shop. I started getting crazy. I have to go there. Oh my gosh, that's fabulous. I've never seen a shop, even like here. I'm sure we have crystal shops, but I love the people that own it actually. And it is just, I'm coming. So you better get your guest room ready because I'm coming and we're going to film from there.
Please, you're welcome anytime. I think it'll be great.
Yeah, I'm just really, really dying or living to go. I keep telling everybody, I almost died in New York, but I'm still here living. So I guess my expiration date wasn't then. But everyone, I've got somebody who wants to say hello to you, Gregory, and I am excited to see and put him on. So let me. I still want to talk, but I really want this gentleman to say hello to you. Hi. Okay. Hal?
Oh, hey.
Hi, I have Gregory on.
Hi, Hal. We were just talking about you.
Hey, yeah, I just got on the line a little earlier. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Doing good. Been working super hard because my brother's coming in my area in July before he moves to China, so I've been like double time with doing my monthly videos. So I already finished July. I'm halfway through August.
Oh no, that's why you're an incognito, because Jerry hasn't heard from you and he wants you to write that article for his magazine. Gregory,
I know,
you need
I have to get back to him.
Yes, and you have to get back. Gregory, I'd like you to write, if you could, we'll talk about it tonight, but I want you to, if you would put an article in PsychicInsightMagazine.com that I'm the columnist in. I think you two would be amazing. I know what Hal's going to put in, and I know you can absolutely write some articles on astrology or tarot.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to do that, but can I just do a quick shameless plug? Because that just reminds me, actually, that there's a magazine in the States called Motivated Magazine. Not like motivated, but motivated with an A. And they're actually doing a feature on me, and I think it's an online magazine. So if you want to any of your listeners want to find out more about me, that's coming out, I think, in the next couple of weeks. It's Motivated Magazine.
Well, guess what? I have to tell you this. First of all, on my show, they'll find out everything about you, Gregory. So even though we're going to read your articles, we love putting you on. But I want you to give, Hal, I want you to ask Gregory a question. So, because I do want you to ask him something.
Okay, sure. I'm actually, you know, possibly at some point in August, even though it's still kind of in discussion right now, considering doing a little mini business trip to California. So I guess that's kind of on my mind most recently.
Let's have a look at that for you, Hal.
Hal, we're going with you.
Hal, I've just pulled 5 cards on you, okay? And well, not on you, but for you. Okay. A couple of things have come up. The first thing I think is, I don't think you're as excited about it as you really ought to be, because I don't think you feel that it's going to give you as much of a boost as I think ultimately it will end up doing. I think it might be a bit of a pain for you to kind of go all the way over there, and I think you may be a little bit reluctant. But the guidance that the cards are giving me is to kind of to sprint over there, not just to run, but to really, really do it. The hidden influence for this is the King of Wands, which is all about creativity and really tapping into your own energy and power. And I think you'll discover something new that you're really going to enjoy doing. And you mentioned it's a business trip. The word I keep getting is a book. I don't know if you're talking to someone about a book or if it'll give you the inspiration for a book or something like that. But the outcome is the Four of Wands, which is the best card in the deck. I don't ever get a better card than that.
I like the Ten of Cups. That means I have everything.
if you ask me, the Four of Wands is even better because it's a gate card and it leads into a period of your life that's even happier, that's full of celebration, success, and social acclaim. So definitely go on the trip. I couldn't have pulled any more positive cards for you, Hal, really.
Hal? I think mm-hmm. he pulled, I think they're not your cards. I think they're my cards. So, Gregory, I think you should stick them over to me because I'm going to go to California for Greg and I'm going to get all the success. So,
does that give you any clarity on whether you're going to go or not?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I figured I would, you know, definitely wind up going anyhow because I've always been curious about going there. And actually, it's kind of the idea of me going there is kind of to demo living there and working there with what I do, like through different venues and things like that. So
okay. Well,
on top of...
Do you know what's really good for the... Sorry to interrupt you, but I think once we're off the air, what I can do, this is really good, and I do this for people I do reading for, is if I can have a look at your natal chart in astrology... There's something called astrocartography, and what I can do is I can take your chart and I can map it onto the globe, so different areas of the globe. So I'll see if, I don't know, for example, Jupiter transits your California in your chart, or if, you know, Saturn is over Florida or whatever. So I think, I don't want you to give out your birth details on the air, but I think afterwards
I've got your Skype anyhow. Do you want for me to just, like, text you on Skype or something?
Yeah, and then I'll have a look at that for you, because if you're thinking of... Sorry, Bonnie, what was that?
I think he should call you on Skype.
Yeah, I can call you on Skype, or you call me, whatever, but I want to have a look, and we'll check what's actually going through California, because I get a great feeling, and I'm just interested what the astrology has to kind of corroborate on that, because I get a really good feeling from that.
That is fabulous. Oh, my God, Hal. You've gotten, every time you call, if you called with Jerry and you called with, you've got, like, stars over your head.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. I hope the two of you, I, unless there's anything else you want to say to Hal, I just wanted you to meet him, and I want you to know, Hal, that you need to keep this growing, okay, and send mm-hmm. him what he needs, and also get back to Jerry, too, because Jerry is going to really take you somewhere that'll be a little bit out of your comfort zone, but it's right down your alley, okay?
Yep, okay.
Isn't it right up your alley?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I didn't want to say that because, you know, I'm a very sweet and okay lady, so I've got two men on the phone. I don't want to say up your alley, so... I'm really curious to see also, Gregory, when you do that mapping. That is really cool. I didn't know that you could do that. So you might want to, like, tell everybody,
right?
Because that is really interesting for all of you. And I have a lot of people that ask me, well, where do you think I should move, or where do you think this is a good? That would be absolutely. I didn't know that.
I know.
Yeah, you need to tell
people. Yeah, I get that a lot. I get that a lot, and I use that all the time. I use that every day, that tool. It's solar mapping, astrocartography. It's great. And Hal, before you go, I was watching your video yesterday, actually. I left a comment because I really enjoyed the forecast for Virgo for June, and I'm a Virgo, so I was watching that yesterday, so thank you for that.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I think I found that I was like, I want to comment back, and then I just saved. Sometimes I save the email, and then I comment back, like, a little bit later. So yeah, I was actually going to get back to you on that because I appreciate it. So thanks.
Oh,
I like those cards
that
you use. They're very unique.
Yeah, and I take a lot of pride in my cards, and I use, you know, like three decks at a time for any kind of reading. So it's one of those things that makes my channel especially unique, and I choose them by energy. So it's like literally my guides tell me every single card to pick. So I don't shuffle like most people. I literally go through the decks, and they're like, okay, this one, that one.
The two of you need to get on Skype together, and you can give him a reading. He'll give you your astro thing, and then you need to call me in and so that I can give you the final set. So, all right. Is there anything else the two of you need to say to each other before we move on, guys?
I think
I think we're good.
Okay, well, good. These two are my favorite. I love you guys. They're young, so I always feel like, well, I'm younger than them, everyone.
I think Hal's
going to
be a bit younger than me.
Not much. But, you know, hey, what's a 5 years or so? I'm 17 and you guys are 33 and 20-something, 28 or 6 or 7.
Yeah, 27.
So come on. I'm younger than you, and I'm like by 10 years. So it's okay. It's all good. All right. Well, hey, it was good talking to you, Hal, and you need to follow up. And you are going to have the world at your feet. You've been told that. So I'm so glad you need to bring all of us to California, or we'll bring you where we go. But I
want to come visit as well. I've never been to California.
Oh, that's why I get it. That's why you're telling him he's going to be out there, so that you.
Well, in fairness, I am considering right now if I'm going to eventually move state, and it's kind of like a demo to see what life would be like there, and I've always wondered that, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay.
Well, honey, you go, and you keep in touch, and you know I'll keep in touch with you.
Yep, absolutely. All right.
Right.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
Bye, Hal.
Bye,
Bye.
Hal.
Bye.
Isn't that so sweet? Hal called in, and I was so happy because I knew he needed to talk to you. I could feel it. So I thank you, everyone, for allowing Hal and Gregory and I to just kind of start bantering back and forth. We are going to get to 985. 985, you are on with Gregory Scott. He's the famous, sensational YouTube man. Hi.
Oh, hi. I'm a fellow Virgo, and I just wanted a general tarot kind of reading.
I'm a Virgo as well, so it's nice to meet you, but we don't have a lot of time, so if you've got something on your mind, then just ask me one thing. A general reading can take, it takes me a while if I look
at
everything.
Oh, I get it, not a problem. Romance. I always like to check in on romance, being a Virgo. I don't know why.
Because you're earthly bound, that's why. But what can I ask what your name is so that we can say hello?
My name is Risha, R-I-S-H-A.
Hi, Risha.
Hi, how are you, Bonnie?
I'm doing fabulous, and we're glad to have you with us, even though you are a Virgo.
Okay.
I won't say anything more. Go ahead, Greg.
Oh, how rude. Virgos are amazing.
They are. I'm only kidding.
I pulled a couple of cards for you, and I think I don't think you're with anyone at the moment, and I think you've been single for a while. I think you can be in a relationship, but you actually have to get a little bit more proactive about it and do something about it. I don't think you're going out there and actually, I don't even think it's really part of your consciousness very much at the moment. But I don't see any blocks for romance in your life. I think the only block really is that you're not really driving forward with it. But if you start dating, if you put yourself out there, I think you can be with someone by the end of June.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Wow,
there's
nice.
Nothing blocking you apart from, I think you just expect them to knock on your door.
All right, sometimes,
that's the aura I got too, Gregory. So I keep going because it's exactly what I got.
You know, a lot of people are put off by putting themselves out there. It's like, I've been married for 10 years, now I've got to get on Tinder. People get really put off by that. But, you know, unless people know you're there, you can't meet other people. So it's just about finding a way to get out there and to connect with people. You know, it doesn't have to be online dating. It can be through courses. I think workshops, for me, are the best way to meet people. You know, lectures, workshops, activities, those are the kind of places where you meet like-minded people. So go for it.
Well,
I got to tell you something, Risha. I picked up the same thing with your aura. I feel like you're waiting for the universe to drop them into your lap. And I've got to tell you that you mentioned Tinder. This is so funny, Gregory. But my daughter's friends and their doctors just joined Tinder, and she's dating a multimillionaire. Now, you could say, you're not worried about money, and there's people that aren't. But everybody in New York seems to be, except my daughter, who seems to think like you, that they're going to drop in her lap, that you just need to do nothing. But that's not really where the energy sits. The energy sits, like what Gregory said, you can meet them anywhere, but you've got to push your energy forward to meet them. So if you do join something, that doesn't mean, oh, my gosh, I got to look and make sure I meet him from there. It just pushes your energy, and the universe understands that you're moving forward, and that's why we like to see that. Okay.
All right. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you,
you go
so
for
much.
It. You're welcome.
Right.
Have a great day and a great rest of your June.
Bye,
okay?
Risa.
Hey, if
okay.
she plays her
bye-bye.
If she plays her cards right, she's going to be having a date by the end of June. So,
yes.
And I love that. You know, you are just fabulous, as always. 845, you are on with Gregory. Hi.
Hello.
And Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Hi.
Hi, you're very welcome. Who am I speaking with?
Kat from New York.
Kat. Oh, Kat. Is it Kat from New York? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Well, did
Hi,
you
Kat.
Know about well, go ahead and talk to Gregory because I'll just chat along with you. So.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Do you have a question, Kat?
Hello? Yes, I was wondering if I should get on the ball today with business and give my potential partners a hello, if today would be a good starting point for that.
I'm not getting the question. Are you?
I'm not either.
Yeah. If I if today would be a good day that I should recontact the group that I'm working with, if it'll go well.
Oh, okay. Yes, that clarifies. I think the group you've been working with, there's been some tough stuff that's gone on in the past, and I think you've stepped back a little bit to let things cool down.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yes, yes, yeah. That's why I'm asking if, like, now
right.
the energy's
yeah, yeah.
right, if it's a good time to reemerge.
I've got the night. It is a good time to reemerge yourself because I've got the Nine of Wands, which sees someone who's kind of been through the mill and who's now through on the other side and who's looking back, and the worst is behind him, basically. So the worst with this is behind you. And then I've got the Sun and the Magician. So for you to reengage now, you can actually put your energy into this and it'll have a positive kind of outcome, and you can create the things that you weren't able to create last time.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, that's fabulous.
The Magician has all the tools at his disposal. So whereas before, I think you were a little bit trying to make things happen and they didn't go quite right. Now, whatever challenges may come up for you, you can handle. But I think it's going to be much easier because, like I said, the worst is behind you with this group.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, I believe that too. That resonates, yes.
Okay,
oh, I love that. Gregory, you're right. Glastonbury has done unbelievable for you, even though you were good before. But but I have to tell you something, Kat. I'm really proud of you, and I want to say this to you, because a lot of people wouldn't have stuck. You know, I can feel the aura of really not, you stuck out a lot of things that a lot of people wouldn't have. And I feel like you were a trooper. So I do want everybody to know that sometimes it's not easy to go through things with a company, corporation, or people you're working with. And a lot of times people want to run, but I see your feet stuck in the sand. They're like stuck like quicksand. So you were really determined to not lose this position and move forward. And now, like Gregory says, is the time for you to move, you know, forward and talking to them. But I'm really, really, I want to give you somebody in spirit wants to give you, they're really proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Perhaps my father. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. That is right on.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's not me. Yeah, it's not me who's saying it. It is somebody in spirit. And, yes, he's shaking his head. Yes, it's him. So good luck and go
Thank
for
you.
It, girl.
Thank you. Thank you both so very
You're
much. Thank you. God bless you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful soul. What a really, really nice, just sweet, you know, like really fresh air soul. I really love that. 856, you're on with Gregory and Bonnie. We're a heck of a team. Hi. Hi.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I had it on mute. This is Laura.
Laura. Hi. Go ahead.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Gregory. I'm looking for work or some way to increase my finances. Do you see me getting my financial house in order anytime soon? I need to get some work.
Are you working at the moment?
No.
I don't think you're clear enough on what you're supposed to be doing. I think if you're applying for jobs at the moment, you're applying for just about everything, and I don't want you to do that. I need you to get specific in terms of what you're supposed to be doing first.
Well, I've been applying for work in my field, but I've recently been thinking that if there was a 1-year contract where I could work remotely from home, and I thought if I could get that job, I would like to start trying to write creatively, try to get a children's book published.
Well, I get something very is your field something to do with the legal industry or the legal sector at all at the moment?
A couple contracts ago, I was working in the legal department, but I was developing training for them. So I don't have a legal background.
Well, I mean, a children's book, I'll have a look at that in a moment, but the thing I got from you was right now you're a little bit unfocused, and I actually see you going more down the legal route, and I don't know if that's something you've ever actually considered, but I think that's something you've got great talent for.
Okay, well, that's not a route I'm going down. I'm too old, and I'm not going to law school for that, but I'm just looking for something to get me by the rest of my remaining years, so I'm older than I sound. I wouldn't go back to college.
I mean, you don't have to be, I mean, it's really up to you, but that's really what I see what your aptitude is. And I think that in terms of the children's book and the creative side of things, I see that as a kind of thing that you do on the side from your day job. And I think right now, in terms of your finances, sorting those out, I think it's important for you to, one, find a day job and find something kind of more permanent, and then the creative side of things, like a book, do that on the side. I mean, you don't need to be off work to be able to write a book. You can do that in your leisure time.
Right, which is what I was talking about doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can only tell you what I'm seeing. I would suggest that you focus on one position, that you get really clear on that. I see that you're really able in terms of the legal side of things, where that could be, doing legal admin work. I mean, it doesn't mean you have to become a judge on the Supreme Council or whatever, but some link with legal things, like the legal contracts you mentioned, maybe look into taking things down that side a little bit more, because that's, I really think there's some treasure there for you that will give you a job.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thanks, Bonnie. Thanks,
You're
Gregory.
Welcome, honey. You're welcome. Listen, you know what? I've got to tell you something. What did you do? Can you elaborate a little bit more about the legal, what you did for the legal offices you worked for?
I was writing training and developing training for the legal and the sales department, and there was a software program that they had to utilize for their moving their contracts back and forth between themselves and the client. So I had to train the salespeople and the legal department on how to use the software.
Okay, because what I'm thinking maybe and I know this isn't, it's kind of in the same line as that. Maybe that's why Gregory's telling you to go back to what you were looking at with the legal side, because what they're showing me when he said that was this big legal group. It's in New York, so I don't know where you are, but they're showing me, they have like 800 lawyers, and this one guy, I know him, he hires all the lawyers, and they go all over the world, country, because now you don't have to be anywhere. And the thing is, what I'm seeing is maybe what you do can be implemented, and maybe you should look down that venue of other big, huge law firms that you can do and teach the same kind of programs. And that might be where he wants you to go back to.
Okay, well, that would make more sense. That would be more in alignment with what I do, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a big – where are you, Laura? Are you in New York or New Jersey? I know you were in one of them. Where were you?
I'm in South Jersey, so New York is like an hour and a half drive for me.
Okay, guess what? I was just in South Jersey. I think you know that I was in Brigantine, and I love South Jersey. But there's a bus that'll take you. It'll take you 3 hours. But they usually give me symbols. So when I see that symbol, it doesn't mean you have to work for that law firm. But I see this huge law firm, and they hire people exactly like you to be able to teach all of that stuff coming in, because they have 700 or 800 lawyers. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely do.
So look for those kind of law firms, and actually get a headhunter. I think you have one, don't you? Do you have a headhunter?
Well, I don't. I have headhunters that contact me because I've posted my resume online, but I don't have like an official headhunter that I go to for.
Okay,
you know,
you don't pay the headhunter, they do. So the thing is, the problem is that you are not obligated to that headhunter unless you get a job or unless they bring you something. I just feel like that job that Gregory's seeing in that legal issue, you know, in the legal stuff that you are doing, is very subspecialized, and they want somebody like you. So I would, even if you can't go to all the big companies and you don't know all the big law firms, that you contact a legal headhunter, because I believe there's somebody out there, and a lot of firms need what you had. So there's where I would also look, Laura.
Okay, well, that's a good idea. I'll do that. Thanks, Bonnie.
Okay.
Thanks, Greg.
You're welcome. Bye, honey. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. You too.
Bye,
Laura.
Bye. I love her, too. I don't know her, but she calls in, and she is a sweetheart. And I know when that job comes, it's going to be very subspecialized for her, and she's going to love it. So, okay. We have, I think, five, two. You're on with Gregory and Bonnie. Sorry, I have the air conditioning people here, and it's just really, you know, it's crazy. Hi.
Hi, Gregory and Bonnie. This is Cindy. How are you?
Hi,
Cindy.
How are you?
Hey. I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Oh, we're glad. What part of the world are you from?
I'm in Florida.
Woo-hoo!
It's 97 degrees here, too.
Oh, well, I hope you have an air conditioning. Yeah, well, I've got the air conditioner guy.
Yeah, we went through the air conditioning problem earlier on in the summer. We had a couple thousand.
Oh, that's what and I have two air conditioners. And one, they said it was a multi-something fan. And now the other one, because it had to work harder to produce the air for downstairs, now it went. So now I have to have two multi-something fans, which aren't under warranty and need to be. Yeah, I'm just disgusted. But what can you do?
Yeah,
air conditioning,
we already did that this year. Yep.
Yeah, so you know what I mean. How can Gregory and I help you?
I would like some insight and advice on what you see as far as my relationship that I'm in and moving forward with marriage. If we're trying to plan the timing and set the date and wanting to relocate, my partner's trying to get a job transfer to relocate so we can move out of this area. So I was just wondering what you see, and what you see is the good timing and, you know, any insight that I don't see.
Okay, let's have a look. So what I'm doing is I'm doing a 10-card spread for you on this.
What part of Florida are you from?
I'm from South Florida.
Okay. Oh, I love South Florida. Okay, go ahead, Gregory. Sarasota. You love Sarasota, Gregory.
Yes.
I do love Sarasota because of the beach. The quartz crystal beach was amazing.
Yeah, the beautiful beaches are the best part.
Yes.
Yeah, it was amazing. Okay, so I've had a look at this, and I really, first of all, I think marriage for the two of you and this relationship is a wonderful and beautiful idea. I think the two of you are really a match made in heaven. And the feeling I get for the two of you is really that this is a wonderful relationship that you can really trust and you can really commit to and you can really be happy in for the rest of your life. So that's the first thing. I think that's really
that was a very important mouthful. Thank you.
Oh, I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that was a mouthful, and
yeah.
It was really
important. You.
And I'm so glad to be able to see that and to tell you that, because, you know, that's what everyone really is looking for. And I think the two of you are just, you're just a fabulous couple together. The main thing that's holding the marriage back, I think, is finance. I think that's really the only problem. But I really get that in terms of his work particular. It picks up over the next couple of months. And the feeling I get towards marriage is I would do it at the end of the summer next year.
At the end of the summer next year?
Yes.
He was wanting to get married right away.
Okay.
And I think he's really insecure. Like, we're really needing to relocate out of this town that we're in because of the situations with exes that are causing a tremendous amount of trouble. Stalking. So I think he's insecure about moving because he's afraid that he'll move and then what if I don't marry him? You know, what if I really don't do it? And then he's just got that insecurity.
But would you move with him if he moves now?
Pardon me?
Would you move with him if he moves now?
Oh, yeah, that's what we're discussing and planning, but I think he's dragging his feet because he's scared. He's afraid that, you know, we'll move off to start our life over, and then he just got that insecurity that I think he thinks I'm going to drop and run. People have been telling him that are trying to keep him from moving at his work because he has a specific person there that's been influencing him, trying to keep him from leaving that department.
Well, I think for the two of you to actually move would be a really good idea.
Okay. Do you see him getting the nerve to follow through with it?
I think he actually wants to move. I think on some level, he's ready and he's already looking at different places to go. I think he just needs that push.
Okay.
I think he's just scared to move. There's a lot of things that I don't think he deals with uncertainty very well, and he's afraid that
must be a Virgo.
Yeah, probably. I think he's afraid that things might get out of his control if he moves, and that things will just he won't have an idea of what's happening. But I think he wants to go, and I think he wants to move. I think in terms of your priorities, moving would be the first one. I think that's really good for you to do. And then I would save up to get married next year. That's what the cards are saying.
Okay.
You asked me what the best timings I feel are, and that's how they're showing it to me.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. This is how, you know, I'm a counselor also. I'm a marriage counselor. So I got to tell you something, and what I picked up right away is this. You never want to rush anything, especially marriage, when you're feeling insecure. It doesn't matter if he's insecure that you're going to run away or run down the street, or because you might. But you can't get married because he thinks he can hold you. Because holding you would mean both of you holding hands, walking down the street together at the right time. So if he wants to get married really quick, and the reason he wants to get married really quick isn't because I just love you so much and I just can't wait to be your husband, and you feel like it's rather that I want to marry you because I don't want anything to happen and I want to, you know, I want us to be together, then that's really more of a desperate way to get married. And whether that is okay, which it would be, it doesn't put that alignment together, I don't feel, for the right reason. Do you see what
Bonnie,
I mean?
I totally agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, he does say that he, you know, he loves me, he wants to spend the rest of his life with me, and he wants
well,
to get
married.
Well, then
it won't matter. Right,
he's ready, but I just don't know if that's why he's dragging his feet, because he's afraid that, you know, he has insecurities as to moving forward with new things. I've seen
that
in a whole bunch of different areas of his life. It's taking that first step,
But,
you know, we've been together for a year, and
then getting engaged and being together for another year until you get married would be perfect, because I was engaged for a year, and it actually gives you time and breathing room, and also it shows where he's going to be and you're going to be. I mean, if you're going to move and uproot your life, and he uproots his, then you need maybe a year of adjustment. And then when you look in each other's eyes at the end of that year, or the end of the summer, which will go pretty fast, it's going to be, oh my goodness, I'm so happy I'm with you, versus let's rush do this and get married and then move. Do you see what I mean?
Right. Well, one of the things he mentioned is he'd like to do it close by here where all our family can attend, because they wouldn't be able
okay.
to travel that far. And that they are all in this area, so they'd like it kind of centrally located where they all have the opportunity to come.
Well, it's going to be free will, going to be your choice. But I feel like if you get engaged, are you engaged yet?
We are already engaged. He did not
okay.
give me a ring, but
okay, maybe that's why I don't see the engagement.
Kind of odd. Yeah, that's kind of odd to me, but we've been engaged for about 4 or 5 months.
Okay, well, I would probably, what they're showing me, Gregory, and I don't know if you can pick this up, but I'm showing that he knows you're engaged, you know you're engaged, everybody knows you're engaged, but they make it official. So if it doesn't have to be inexpensive, it doesn't even have to be, you know, like my husband, when he asked me to marry him, he didn't give me a ring. He told me I could use one of my old ones, but I remember, and this is 35 years ago this week, when I said it to all my friends, they said, right, you're really engaged. And nobody really, they believed me, but they didn't. And the minute that I went and bought my own ring as engagement ring, because he had no money at the time, everybody goes, oh my God, you're engaged. And it took us a year to actually plan the wedding and that kind of stuff. But what they're saying to me is make it official. That's what Spirit's saying to me. It's your message, not mine. So I don't want you to say, oh yes, we did make it official. But maybe what it means is that he needs to, you know, even if it's $50, you can get a scar ring, that maybe you get that ring and announce everybody that you're engaged. If everybody says, well, we thought you were, say, well, this is official, because I'm hearing official engagement. I don't know why.
I don't know how to bring that up to him, though. I mean,
well, here's
you
what
know,
I
I'm
said.
Kind of
you
old fashioned, and I've never heard of somebody getting engaged and being engaged and not, you know, having an engagement ring. And
absolutely. And
from the beginning, but.
Right. This is what I'm hearing. Make it official, which means they're showing me the ring. So how you could bring it up, because see, if it damages your relationship, then the relationship, and we know it's meant to be, wasn't meant to be to begin with. But what you say is this: I would love to have a ring for my engagement, because I'm going to have a wedding band next to it, and I'm old fashioned, and I would love one. And I think he'll be okay with that. I don't think he won't.
Okay.
But you do need to bring it up, because he really should have had one, or you could have picked it out together. So
I think it's more thoughtlessness than actually anything else.
That's what I think.
I think he genuinely thinks the two of you love each other so much that there's not even a need for an engagement ring.
Yeah, but I'm hearing make it official, and they're showing me a
ring.
Yeah,
I agree.
So I don't know what I can tell you, that maybe that's a sore spot with you, or maybe – you know, that you've always longed for one. But, you know, you get married, and even if it's a tiny, tiny chip, because there's plenty of people with that, or even without a diamond but just a beautiful ring, that you could say, I know people that are getting married now with, like, blue topazes and pink quartz, because they really don't want to spend the money on a diamond, but they want an engagement ring. And then they put a band around it when they get married. So whatever you want to do to make it official, because all I hear from Spirit is make it official and wait. And so it has nothing to do with love. It has nothing to do with should you be together, because the answer is yes. It just means I think it'll move I don't know why they're saying this, but it'll move the level of the relationship for both of you up. So I can't explain why that's what they're saying to me.
Okay. Do you see that that job opportunity will come through anytime soon to be able to move that he's been looking for and applying? Do you see one of them coming through?
That he is looking for and applying.
Pardon?
Did you say that he's looking for and applying for?
Yes, he has been looking for and applying for a transfer within his company, basically, or the same work, the same, you know, higher company.
Yes, I'm getting the
so
six
he doesn't
of ones
lose his
for
retirement.
That, which is social acclaim and success, which means he will get that over the summer.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. My answer was yes. But I hate to do that when I have Gregory on, because, you know, then why do I have Gregory on, right, Gregory? So You know, yes, I think you're going to be successful. I think he's going to be successful. I feel like I see you riding into the sunset with a white horse and a black horse. So that means, you know, together into the sunset. But, you know, you got to do it when the timing's right. But there's love doesn't have a time. I mean, I lived with my husband back then, and it was 35 years ago on June 15th of this month. I was really unconventional. He didn't want to marry me until he saw what he was buying, and I didn't want to marry him unless I saw what I was buying. So, you know, I mean, I hate to say that, but that's how we were, because I liked my life and he liked his. And together we waited a year. We lived with each other, which, you know, you don't have to do. But back then I was young and crazy. And within 3 months, he asked me to marry him. And the thing is that love, and it took us another year to get married. So I don't feel like love has a time. So I just don't, just for me, if the timing is perfect for next summer, and it's up to you, because the time is going to be together anyway. But love has no time. Nobody's leaving each other. Nobody's going to do anything. There's not going to be indiscretions. But just enjoy your romantic relationship and the way that it unfolds. Okay?
All right.
That's
thank
it.
You.
You're welcome. Have a great, great time.
Have a blessed day. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Bonnie, I'm glad you kind of said that, because that's what I felt about that caller, that, you know, you can get married out of, you know, for a number of reasons, and you can kind of get married to seal the deal and to get it all boxed off and to make sure you're one. But isn't it much more wonderful to kind of get the circumstances dealt with first and then get married, because you're in love with each other and because it's joyous and because it's the right time and you both feel it's right, not because of some external thing. And that's really what I feel next summer these two are going to have. And I think it's a great, how wonderful for them. So I just think, you know, and the other thing about these readings is, you know, this isn't meant to dictate anyone's life, you know. And
that's right.
I think if people are like, well, yeah, but I want to do it this way, then absolutely, you know, do it that way. I mean, all I do is I look at the potentials, and the choice is yours at the end of the day. And the card just want to, well, as far as I'm concerned, guide you into making the most of the energies that are there.
I so agree. Here's a good example, and that's what I was saying. If you get engaged and they say make it official, then you can look for a venue, which is going to be a year out anyway. And then you can look forward and planning and, you know, and looking, oh, my goodness, we're getting married on the exact day, like May 18th or, you know, July 2nd, and I'm so excited. It gives you something to look forward to plan, even if it's not a big one. I didn't have a big wedding. Even if it's not a big one, but it gives you, it's really cool how that year gives you, one, the stability. Oh, my goodness, it's official. We are going to get married, and we're going to get married on this date. And then you get to, you know, pick your flowers or who you're coming, and you get a year to really sort out and do it together. So that's why I love that you found that next summer was a good time. And we do have free will. And if she gets married in a week, a day, a year, a month, a second, I just hope she doesn't get married on a Mercury retrograde. But hey, you know, that's possible. You create your own existence. So then, you know, you do. I mean, but if you're looking at the cards, and the cards tell you that
and
this
even,
is a good time. Go ahead.
And even those two, if it's not the ideal time, just in case she's still listening, even if they do get married during a retrograde or because, you know, they just want to seal the deal, it's not ideal, but that relationship is so strong and so good that they're going to be happy anyway.
Absolutely. I saw that, you know, I see the white horse and black horse. Usually it means strength, marriage, and everlasting. Because if I don't, then I see other signs. So I'm really happy for that caller. And I wish her, and I know you do, well, happiness and fabulous, because some people don't find that kind of love. It takes them a while. So I am going to go to the next caller, and that is 9. Go ahead.
I'm going to have to peace out after this caller, but go ahead.
Oh, I so love you. And peace out is what I'm going to have to also do possibly. I am going to take a couple of calls if I can. I might put the music on or have Candy come in afterwards, because I have to get to the poor air conditioning guy who's probably standing downstairs saying, you told me 2 o'clock. So, yes, I'm going to take another caller for you, and that's 910-910. You are on with Gregory and Bonnie, if we can manage to, like, you know, say hello. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi. How are you? I love a male voice. Who is this?
My name is John.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hi, John. Hi. Wait. I love that. Hi, John. Where are you from?
I'm calling from North Carolina.
North Carolina. North Carolina. What's in North Carolina? Tell us.
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest with you. I'm trying to figure that out myself.
Well, you know, North Carolina is beautiful. I go to South Carolina. It's the only reason I say that. I go to South Carolina because I have a girlfriend in Charleston, South Carolina. So how can we help you, John, today?
Actually, today my question is about career and finances.
Go for it, Gregory.
Okay, and what's the question?
Just what do you pick up around career and finances with me?
Okay. All right. Okay.
Gregory, do you want to do one first? Is that what you want to do?
No. I was just, okay. I just wanted to know if you wanted to have a specific, but that's fine. John, I really think that the job you're in right now is actually a very good fit for you. I really do. I think it allows you to be in your head, to make good decisions, to make tough decisions at times, but I think it really speaks to you, and it really enables you to use your talents and your gifts. I don't feel like you particularly feel that at times. I think sometimes you want to do something completely different, but I get more that's you know, sometimes when you get frustrated with things, your mind kind of goes on these little vacations and considers other things. And that's really what I think this is. I think you're an expert at what it is you do. I think by continuing to apply yourself and to embrace your job, I think your career path will get stronger and stronger. So that what that means is promotions and more money, obviously. And I don't see that there's a lot of conflict in future, which I think you're expecting in this if you stay in this job for some reason. Does that make sense to you, John?
Not really.
Not really? Okay.
No, I don't. I have a job at the moment.
Okay. Because what I got is that you are in a job where you have to make tough decisions, and I actually got, again, I got the legal field very strong for you.
John, what do you do?
What was your last job?
Yeah.
What was your last job?
I'm a medium and
a
musician.
Right.
Yeah, but
I kind of knew that. I felt like I don't think what Gregory said is wrong. I feel like you are in the job that you have. It might not be the job you're making a lot of money at, but I feel like he was talking more about the medium position than he was the rock star position. Or I love music anyway.
Can I just interrupt? So
yes.
You mentioned that you don't have a job, but you're a medium and a musician, so do you not do those actively, or do you just do them on the side?
I finished music production classes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But literally the area I'm in, I've lived here for 12 years. I have not been able to start a band nor make any money here at all, really.
Do you think I could? Can I be part of your band? You found me. I can't sing. Like, I could sing Happy Birthday, but I was looking for a band too. So if you can be part of my band, we can actually like go around. Not on your agenda, huh?
Well, I'm not feeling it, Bonnie.
Okay. Well, you know what?
What do you play?
I sing. So here, I'm going to sing for you, and then you tell me. Okay, ready? Let me see what song they're going to bring you. I know. Let's see. No, I don't want to sing that one. Okay, here we go. Somebody's birthday is coming up. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Candy. Happy birthday to you. Okay, so what do you think?
Well,
John, I don't hear anything.
You're hired.
Okay, good. What do you do? What do you do?
Well, I'm a drummer.
Oh, I love drummers. Okay, I never really looked at drummers when I was, like, looking at the band. I always liked the front singer, but that's okay. The drummer's good. Well, I'm going to be the front singer. So, see, you know, I just feel like, you know, with your job, I feel like, do you do mediumship work? Can I ask that?
Yes.
Okay, and I think you're a really good, I feel like you question yourself. Like you think, well, why am I, if I'm a really good medium, why aren't I getting a lot of work? Am I, and I feel like you haven't.
I get no work around here.
I know. Well, that's because, I mean, like I said, as we said that about romance. Where are you putting yourself out at? What do you do to put yourself out?
Everything kind of shattered for me. I used to be I was at a metaphysical shop for a while, and I really thought, wow, hey, cool, I finally have a place to work.
Uh-huh.
God, did that place crumble. It was horrible.
Was it the bag?
And then I got to a point where I just didn't even want to associate myself with light workers in this area anymore because I'm like, yeah, this is not light, and you are not working any light around here. Sorry.
Well, I've got to tell you, you're kind of right. I've got to tell you, I have a girlfriend that lived in North Carolina. She used to be on the show, and she could not find any work. And I'll tell you what she did, and it's been the best thing. It started off really not great, but now she's ahead of it. Okay, so she is in North Carolina, and she went around to all the metaphysical shops. I don't know if you know a shop called the Bag Lady, but anyway, she even went there. That was the only metaphysical shop she could find, and it was a closed shop. So she couldn't get it work. And what she did is her sister and I both said, you need to go on to a psychic telephone line because you don't have any work. You're not being able to find work. And she searched and she found one. Now she's ahead of it because it was so poorly run that she couldn't take it. And so it was a person who was from Ireland who owned it. And now she's happy as a clam. And let me tell you, she's really good at what she does. She is an unbelievable trade. And so I'm seeing this scene for you. It doesn't mean you have to do it forever, and it doesn't mean you have to do it without looking for something. But it will give you, it will give you some income that I think you desperately need. So I really believe that if you're going to even want to stay in the metaphysical community and you are in North Carolina and you can't get out of there, you might want to try one of the phone lines because it will give you money, it'll give you stable work, and you can even go on three or four of them. They're showing me this. I'm not saying this because I want you to go do this. But
sure.
I feel like unless you're going to move, and unless you have a talent with your mediumship that you want to take forward, I feel like you have, like, it's weird because the aura I pick up around you is you just don't even want to deal with it. I don't feel you've even put yourself out there anymore. And that's not what I want to see with you because you are a light worker and you're a great light worker. You got to get your mojo back, and to get your mojo back, you got to jump into it again. And North Carolina really is not got a lot of the metaphysical area that you really want. So I get it. Doesn't mean people aren't metaphysical, and there's not some fabulous people in North Carolina. It's just your community out there. So
yeah.
So if I were you, John, because I won't tell a light worker to do something else. Okay. I do feel though that there's other talents you have. And not just with music. And so I don't know if you know what I'm talking about because they're just saying you have other talents. And you can actually, even they're showing me a music shop, and I know there are very few around, but they're showing me the phone line for you to start, and I feel like you will be picked up.
Okay, what is the name of your friend's network?
Okay, I'm going to give you the name of it. I don't really like putting names on the air because, as you see, I won't give out. Although I do say Starbucks, but it's not one that I'm not going to tell everybody that listens. I'm only telling you where she works, and it's for, I think, 6 cents. I think it's called 6 cents or 7 cents psychic something. And there's ESP psychics in California. There's California psychics. There's a group of them, but I think she's with 6 cents. So I do feel you need to look into this area. You can do it from home and anywhere. And the only thing I want to tell you is don't get discouraged, because what I see is, you know, it's all about money. So if somebody calls and they have a $45 card and it's $3 a minute, they're not going to be nice to you. They're not going to say, okay, thank you. They're going to hang up. And what happens is you all get mad, but really it's a matter of money. So if you can get over that, you're going to do really well. Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
You're so welcome. I love you, John. And you know what? You need to give me a reading the next time you call and tell me you're employed. But I've got to tell everybody, Gregory, if you want to talk, I know you have to peace out. I have the poor air conditioning man looking at me. So unless you're going to say anything to John, and I can put myself on hold, do you have anything more you'd like to say to him?
No, just good luck with the job search, and I hope it goes really well for you, John.
Thank you.
Hey, John, I know it will. I know it will. Just get in there, okay? Stop denying what you do. Stop being, oh, I'm just going to stand back. You can't. That talent needs to come out. People need to see it. You need to work with it. Very few of us would look to do it. I'm not saying you can't do anything else, but you've got to get on these hotlines, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you later, and you owe me a medium reading.
You got it.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Have a great day.
You too, guys. Thank you so much. Namaste.
Bye, John.
Namaste. Bye-bye. Or as one time I wrote, Namaste, which is horrible. So I've got to say goodbye because I'm going to put Candy on, but I love you. Peace out, Gregory. I'll talk to you tonight.
Bye, Bonnie. See you later. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. We all heard from Gregory. He's wonderful. I bring him in all the time. And I just want to let everybody know I've got to hang up. The show is short. I need the air conditioning. I will be on the air tomorrow at 9 o'clock. I love you all. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for coming. And I so appreciate everybody in chat. Again, I didn't want to cancel the show because I had Gregory. He's fabulous. But I do have to get air. It's 97 degrees. Everybody have a great day. I love you all. And I'll talk to you tomorrow right here at 9 o'clock. Thank you. 9 a.m. Eastern. Bye-bye.